everybody always jokes around about the difference between men and women, the food we like, the way we watch TV, and how we clean. That's definitely an issue with all couples. And Marianne Savvy tips today are all about what the experts say about how often you should clean up different items in your house. Is this a message directed at me personally, Marianne?
It totally is, yeah. It is a message directed at you personally because we have this issue about cleanliness all the time. And, you know, it's not that you're dirty or anything, but...
Thank you for clearing that up.
You just don't think about cleaning.
Not as much as you.
Anyway, exactly. I have a quiz for you. And by the way, I just want you to know that I had our daughter take the quiz last night, and I'd like to compare your results to hers.
Did she pass?
You know, she's a cleaning freak.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like mother, like daughter.
So, I want to hear what your answers are, and then I'm going to tell you what the experts say the answer should be.
So there's no such thing as the old rule where you don't have to wash it unless it stinks?
That is your rule. Let's see how you do with these 12 household items, how frequently they should be cleaned, in your opinion.
Okay.
And I hope that you're not going to use that rule of thumb, you know, if it stinks.
All right.
So how often should you wash bath towels? Mm. After each use, once a week or once a month?
I would think weekly.
Yes. You're not cheating, are you?
No.
Are you looking at the answers?
No.
You really? Okay, yeah.
No.
Okay, so bath towels once a week and maybe more if you bathe multiple times a day. I do because I go for my bike ride and then, you know, again. Or if you live in an area with high humidity, experts recommend changing your towels every 3 days because they never really fully dry out. So, but for the general rule, once a week, yeah.
Well, lately,
and
same
for the hand towels. But the washcloths should be washed after every use.
When the air is polluted like it's been, you probably need to do it every day.
When the air is polluted?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, because you're taking more showers?
Well, no, you just go outside when we had the Canadian wildfire smoke hanging over us, remember?
Okay. Yeah, and then you want to take a shower because you want to get that off you, and then you have to wash your towel.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, dish towels. After each use, once a week or every 2 weeks?
Once a week, I would think.
Nope, it's after each use. Every time you use them for cooking and they make contact with food, they need to be washed because a lot of times we don't realize that even like leafy greens, which I use for our shake, by the way, they can cause outbreaks of illnesses. And if you've wiped down your counter with a kitchen towel after cutting up raw veggies, that's another reason to do it. It's as risky as raw foods like chicken.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, all right. How often should you clean your pet's bowls? We don't have that problem because we don't have a pet, but food and water bowls daily. Food bowl weekly, water bowl daily, or food bowl daily, water bowl weekly?
I would say all of them every day.
I would do that too, but they say that the food bowl daily and water bowl weekly. Unless your pet really slobbers a lot, I guess. I don't know. Or is messy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how often should you wash your pet's bed? Once a week, once a month, or once a quarter?
Well, it depends. If you have an animal that sheds a lot, you got to do it more often. What do the experts say?
Once a month. If your animal is regularly groomed and bathed, but for pets that are more active and are outdoors a lot, every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a good tip, if your bed doesn't fit in the washing machine, spot clean it with a damp towel and laundry detergent, then, and then follow up with a wet towel to get rid of the soap.
Cats are cleaner than dogs, by the way, I maintain.
Yeah, really. If I had a cat, I swear, I think I would stick the cat in the washing machine every day. So I wouldn't sneeze.
Yeah, you're allergic, I know, unfortunately for me.
How often should you clean the microwave? After each use, once a week or once a month?
when something in there explodes and it's it looks like a firework show.
Time you do it.
Then it's time to clean it out.
Well, also in addition to that, once a week, because there's a lot of times there's spillage, but you don't really see it. So once a week, the oven once a week, once a month, or once a year.
Well, it depends how much cooking you do and what you're cooking in there, doesn't it?
You know, it's not supposed to be spilling over. This one surprised me. It says the experts say once a year. I think that it should be more. But then again, we use our oven a lot more than most people probably. Mm-hmm. So
once
if you use it a lot, then 4 to 5 times a year. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
People just. Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously it depends on what kind of mess you make. Okay. This one is so interesting to me. The dishwasher. Once a month, once a year, or never.
You know, I forgot what Lou Manfredini said about this, but I say you don't need to do it, do you?
Exactly. That's what I thought. But no, once a month, you should just run a cycle that's for cleaning the dishwasher. Mm. And in fact, I just ordered the pods that are specifically for that. I did not know that. Our daughter, explained this to me last night. She said, oh, yeah, once a month or once every 2 to 3 weeks, just run a cycle. And you should also clean out the filter in the tub of the dishwasher. Bob, you know where that is because you've YouTubed that, because whenever it comes apart, you have to figure out how to put it back together.
Yeah.
So you have to pop it out and give it a rinse before putting it back in place.
Well, also, and okay. If you rinse the junk off the dishes thoroughly before you put them in the dishwasher will stay cleaner. That's just common sense.
Yes, exactly. Have you started doing that?
No.
Okay, yeah, I know. I didn't think so.
No, because I read something else.
Okay, the washing machine.
I saw something else about how modern dishwashers actually work better if you leave some of that stuff on
the
dishes.
That is not possible.
No, I'm telling you that. That's true.
Please do not do that.
No, it's true.
Don't do that.
It's true. There's something.
No,
there's a reason for that. But I'll get Mr. Fix-It on that.
No, please do not do that. I don't care what anybody says. Do not do that. No.
Okay.
Okay, the washing machine. Once a month, once a year, or never?
The washing machine?
Yes, like for washing clothes.
Never.
Once a month.
Really? Really?
Yes. Yes, and also leave the door of the washing machine and the detergent dispenser open after each cycle so that they can dry.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you need to clean that once a month. And also check the rubber seal on the door for buildup, which you can wipe with a rag. So, and it could be pretty disgusting. All right, let's see if we can speed through these. How often should you wash throw blankets?
In our house, every day because I take a nap every day and use one of those.
Yes. Well, for the most part, every 2 months, but if you do use it and it comes in contact with your skin, then more often than that. Bed sheets, twice a week, once a week, once a month.
Once a week.
Once a week, you got it. Duvet cover, once a month, once every 6 weeks, or once every quarter.
Yeah, the duvet cover, once a month maybe.
Yep, once a month. And the last one is, how often should you clean area rugs? Once a quarter, twice a year, or once a year?
Depends how often you want to call executive carpet cleaning.
We just called them. I can't wait for them to come. I just made an appointment. Yeah, and you know what? It's once a year.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Going to schedule it for next year, so I don't even have to think about it. But I'm really excited to see what the difference is going to be.
Yeah.
But and obviously you have to vacuum all the time. But that's just regular maintenance. But this is about like steam cleaning, and I cannot wait.
Until that happens. Folks are excited to hear what's on Savvy Planet, what's on the website, what recipe.
Okay, there is a lot on the website, and anybody who wants to peruse, just go to savvy-planet.com, and you're going to see what Bob's been eating lately and a lot more. But it's still mango season, and I'm mango crazy, and this week I made a beef brisket baked with mango sauce, and it was so delicious. I ate it all week. It's easy to make, and it's a different take on an oldie but goodie. And if you do try it, please let me know how you like it, okay? Get a hold of me.
SavvyPlanet.com. Yeah, I don't like brisket that much, but I like that one. I really did. And
because anything with mango is delicious, right?
Yeah, I've come around to loving mango almost as much as you. And yeah, if you
yeah,
send
and
a message.
Last week I had a chicken mango recipe that was also really good.
How do people send a message to you?
You can go on the website and get the information, but it's basically, I mean, for anybody who wants to remember it, it is hello@savvy-planet.com.
I'll be home to help you clean very soon, Marianne. Get the detergent and soap ready.
You.
It's 9:10, and we
Thank
have
you.
Extreme. You're welcome.